What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Nevatown Podcast, the weekly show where we bring topics to the table.
And we are going to have a lot of fun this week.
Yes, we will. As always, to my right, I have the man of steel, Josh Steelman. Josh, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. A little bit stressed, but that's okay.
Just busy week?
Basically, homework. And then...
his girlfriend's birthday is this weekend.
Yeah, and she's freaking out because everybody's going to Shane's birthday instead of her birthday. So now she doesn't want to have a birthday. And I'm like, but wow. Yeah, it is what it is. I'm gonna force her to come over.
So. I'm just sad now. I knew Gabby's birthday, but man,
her birthday's actually on the 5th. And I think honestly, the move is just to say like, Brooke can go screw herself.
Yeah.
And be like, all right, Brooke, here's the thing. You know what? We love you, but you can't be around for everything, and you're the one thing that's standing in the way of everyone else coming.
See, but the problem. This Brooke's dad has COVID and he's really sick.
All right, this is just sad.
Okay, and I'm not saying she can't go home. I'm just saying.
To Josh is right. We have the second tallest man I know, Jake Frasinelli. Jake, how are we feeling? Busy weekend, getting it going. How are you
feeling? I feel fine. I had a lot of work to do this week that I got done, which was nice. I also had. I had a pretty alright week. Like I said, just a lot of schoolwork, a lot of applying for internships, a lot of being disappointed by the lack of responses for the applications for those internships. A
lot of Chick-fil-A.
A lot of Chick-fil-A. I had Chick-fil-A like 6 times over a course of like 5 days.
That's a Nick Evans Chipotle joint right there. Yeah. That's worse
than Chipotle.
Is it?
What?
The Chick-fil-A is objectively worse food than Chipotle.
That's not what I was saying.
To the far right, we have the sir, Chase Enger. What's your take on that?
I'm doing better than Chipotle right now.
Dude, Chipotle is amazing. Speaking of Chipotle, I went in there to go and get my schedule that they said was going to be up Thursday morning. I went in Friday afternoon just thinking, like, I'll give them a little extra time in case like it's not out yet.
Were you not in like a Slack group chat out or something?
There's like email chains that I'll be in on.
That's the worst way to do that.
I understand.
We just had a group meeting.
That's what we should have. But I just started working there, so I'm not in on all the madness.
Yeah, do they have one? They're just leaving them out.
Yeah, I'm not cool enough yet.
They
heard I did podcasts, and they were like, this dude's lame. Gotta get him out early.
Yeah, they watch the first like 5 minutes.
They're like, if this guy calls in sick on Thursday, we're firing him for sure.
Hey, I would never call in sick for a PlayStation press conference in the first day of football. I would never, ever. Ever.
I feel like he's already done that.
Yeah.
I would probably do that. If I work Thursday. Just hopefully not Thursday night.
Do you not have like time like slots where you can call off? Or not like call off. Like designated time slots where they won't schedule you?
Oh, I do. But those days are just Sunday and then Friday and Saturday night are the times that I'm off, and then school, and then I can work during the week at night. So Thursday night, I potentially could be working.
At Publix, Thursdays, Sundays, and Mondays. Could not work those days.
Just because football?
Yeah.
Love that. All right, this is the Nevatown Podcast. We bring a bunch of topics to the table. Topic number one, Josh Steelman. Josh, what's your topic?
So everyone's had one of those moments where they see their friend in Walmart or something. They're like, hey, friend. And they go up and they pull down their friend's pants because it's funny. And then their friend turns around and it's not their friend. So just like, what's one of those stories that you went up to somebody that you thought it was somebody and you were like, hey, and then it was somebody else?
I don't know if I've had like...
I know one for you.
Is it not Katie?
No. That's a good one.
That's just... So I'll run through that one real quick. There's this girl that I thought was... I have two friends. One is named Katie. I know her from... I did JH with her in 2018. Then there's this other girl. Her name is Perry and she's like a good friend of mine now. We're chilling and all that. She and Katie, in my mind, look exactly like twins. Mm-hmm. And so we go and, I, for the longest time, was like texting Katie thinking that it was this pairing girl. It was not. And so I, for the longest time, was like, hey, what are you doing? Like, I keep seeing you around. We keep talking, like, let's hang out. No response. I'm like, what the heck? All of a sudden, I realized they were two different people and it was not a good moment for me. I was like, dang. I definitely was like badgering a person that I haven't talked to in 3 years to go and get lunch plans going, and man, it was really embarrassing. What's another one?
The one that I was gonna think of for you is you came home and you were like, Jake, are you here? And I'm like, yeah. And you're like, okay. I got a funny story. So I was at Kroger, and I walk in. You remember this?
I think I do.
I was at Kroger, and I was in, like, the food aisle, whatever the fuck.
The food aisle at
Kroger.
The
one, you know, the one. And the
food. Yes, I'm familiar.
It's just one long
aisle. It's all Kroger is.
Kroger's one long ominous hallway with a checkout at the end. That's the new Kroger redesign. I don't know if they've done that.
The checkout's at the front. You have to walk all the way down and then all the way
back. I was about to say, it's a 1.5 mile stretch that you just walk back.
It's like, you know, like car warehouses, how it's just one long, really continuous. Yeah. Anyways, so he was like, yeah, so I was at Kroger, and I saw this guy who was like tall, had dark hair, and he was wearing a colorful button down, which are like my three main characteristics. So you can't really blame him for thinking it's me. Mm-hmm. But he goes, Fraz! Fresnelli! And at this point, that's where you go, okay, that's probably not Jake. But also, I have horrible hearing, so maybe still. And he goes, he screams, Jake! Nothing. At that point,
that's, most people would quit.
No, at that point, that's when you reposition and make sure that it's the person. Nick just goes up behind him and goes, tall fuck! And the guy turns around and he's like, are you talking to me? And then Nick's like, yeah!
No.
That is not Jake.
I don't think I screamed the F word in a Kroger. But
you told me
that's
what you said.
I definitely said something along the line.
Like tall bitch or some shit.
Yeah, I think it was tall bitch. I think, it, like, in a Kroger, we were like me to
at like 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah, it was like on like a Tuesday. It was just a weird circumstance. But no joke, when you see someone above 6'6", or around 6'6", dark hair with a button down, and like the dude, like, fit your profile of like,
you want to know what's crazy? Dude? There's at least three people that are like my build, like height, weight, hair color, all that.
Yeah.
And also wear button downs in Auburn.
Yeah.
And want to know how I know that? Because my friend said that she saw somebody else that was my build wore colorful button downs. And then 20 minutes later, we saw somebody in my build wearing a colorful button down. I was like, was it that guy? And she was like, no. So there's at least three in Auburn.
But it was one of those moments where I'm like, you're just like, you and Shane are so unicorns to me of just tall people. And so when I see one, I'm like, that's gotta be Jake. That's the only one I know. Yeah. If you see I'm pretty sure he was wearing like a dark button down, so it wasn't like one of like the Jake Frazinelli button downs. It wasn't the Auburn one. It wasn't
wearing today.
Yeah,
it's because I haven't done laundry in 3 weeks.
That is understandable.
He's on the 15th shirt.
These are my last pair of shorts.
He's currently wearing dark blue pants and a black shirt, guys.
These are my last pair of shorts, and all of my other like shirts are primary colors and or orange. And I'm not trying to wear an orange shirt and blue shorts. Not to a football game.
Yeah.
Because that feels a bit too on point for Auburn.
What? I have a quick question. Do you guys ever, like...
Never.
...have an outfit and, like, finish doing laundry? Because right now, I just finished doing laundry. This outfit for me is, like, not my favorite. It's not, like, even, like, in my top five. But I'm like, I can save those. So I'm going to wear a normal outfit before I wear, like, my favorite stuff. Do you guys do that ever? Or do you
I don't have outfits.
No. I reach into my drawer. I grab a pair of shorts. I pull out the shorts. I get, hey... What's a shirt that wouldn't go with this color? And then I pick that shirt.
My pants, my shorts are all this color.
Yep.
Khakis. And I have one pair of like greenish, grayish taupe, like
surfer
shorts.
Good looking shorts, you know.
And all of my shirts go with all of those, except for all of my shirts don't go with the blue ones. But I have three of my like nine pairs of shorts are blue.
Yeah.
So, but I always end up with those. So I get to the last like three shorts and they're all blue and I'm like, cool. But half of my shirts are also like blue and or like red. And I'm like, I don't want to wear red and blue because that just feels like too much.
You're like a second grader. Like, yeah. You're like, my favorite colors are those two. Yeah.
I remember I was there was one day where I was wearing a yellow shirt, blue shorts, and I had a maroon jacket on. And
you're
I was just walking around like fucking... Like ketchup and mustard with some fucking, I don't know what was going on below the waist. Like,
that's a tough bit. Chase, any
some sort of mold.
Chase, got any stories?
Blue cheese.
Mishaps?
I really don't have, like, pretty much any at all because I'm the type of person to make sure, like, before I even say anything that I'm talking to that person, because I could absolutely not stand the fact of being, like, trying to call somebody and it's just not that person. Especially if they hear something, like, turn around and I'm like,
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you one thing that I definitely have done, because I am the same way where I'm deathly afraid that this situation will happen, so I'll take every precaution to make sure it doesn't. But if I'm like walking behind somebody on the street, occasionally what I'll do is I'll pull out my phone and put it up to my ear and then say, like, if I think it's like a guy named Trevor, I'm like, yo, Trevor! So if they turn around, they see me on the phone, and I'm like, okay, that's not Trevor.
You are terrified of social confrontation.
That's fantastic.
That's so amazing.
That's a good one, right?
That's a pro maneuver for social anxiety right there, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Write that one down.
Yeah, but what if I have social anxiety of yelling stuff in public? Just in general.
Okay, well then.
First of all,
I know you don't. Second of all.
Yeah, but what if you get like awkwardly close behind them and you're just like, and then they like turn around and they just see you on your phone like whispering.
You're like
what the?
You catch up to them at a stoplight and you're like, hey, how's it going, Trevor? But you're staring directly at them.
Josh, it's your topic. You got a story?
I do indeed. I was at a do you guys know what Upwards basketball is? Upwards football? No. It's like a church driven basketball and football league type thing.
Sure.
Basically all it is. Well, I did that as a kid, and then both of my younger siblings also did that. One time, I went to, like, one of the meetings, and my brother was, like, getting picked for a team. I don't remember how it worked. But anyway, it was a big meeting, and I still wish this never happened. But I was standing there next to my dad, and I leaned my head on his shoulder. And then he moved, and I was like, huh, and I looked up, and it wasn't my dad. I was like, oh, sorry, and I just walked away.
Oh, I just remembered.
You just unlocked a memory for me.
I just remembered a story. Yeah. So, you know when you're, like, good friends with somebody, and you can just, like, say whatever?
Yeah.
So...
Oh no!
I was
Trevor, you tall bitch.
Trevor, you tall bitch.
I was at like the mall, I think, because I think it was at a food court, and it was like, it was definitely like a food court area where there's like multiple places to go get food. I was like, okay, I'm gonna go here, and then I'll find where you're sitting.
Yeah.
And, so we go our separate ways, get our food, and I got my stuff, and I'm like walking around looking for, and I see a guy who looks like my buddy, like same hair color, wearing like a similar shirt from the back. So I walk up to him and I get like 5 feet behind him. Like I'm standing probably like about where this is if you're the guy.
I think that's a little bit less than 5 feet, but we'll go with this.
Sure.
And I'm running. Bitch. I was standing approximately 3.5 feet away from this person.
I was standing exactly 2.76.
And I'm just like, dude, you really picked the worst fucking table in the whole place.
Oh,
just
no.
to be a bitch for no reason.
Yeah.
And the guy turns around, and I he's not my friend. And one of the worst parts...
Oh, he definitely is not now.
So, right when he turns around, I see my friend, like, sitting at the other side of the food court. And it was like a horror movie. You know when it's like, the mom walks in, it's like, wait, I thought my mom was in the other room, or whatever. Like, that's what it was like, where right before he turned around, him and I made eye contact, and I was like,
you realize
this is not him. And he turns around, I'm like, I'm so sorry. I thought you were that guy. And he's like, bro, fuck off. And then he just went back to eating his, like, Big Mac or whatever it was. But I was like, oh my, I just ruined this guy's lunch.
Imagine being that guy. First of all, eating a Big Mac, so you already hate yourself. And then Jake Frasinelli comes up.
This guy definitely worked at the mall.
That's so much worse.
Nobody eats alone in the food court at a mall. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
never done that.
Or like, what situation? You're like, I'm hungry. I know where I'm going to go. The food court at the mall. You know? Like, that's just a weird situation.
The China Max was really good there.
Like, yeah. I don't know. It's just like, especially if it's like McDonald's or like Chick-fil-A. It's like, there's other, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, this guy's just listening to music, enjoying his lunchtime. He gets verbally assaulted by some random fucking high school kid.
Oh my, dude, I just like, there's been multiple times where I've eaten alone or I'm at like work and you gotta eat alone. If that happened to me, I would legitimately quit my job that day and never come back to that point.
You're like already having a bad day.
Yeah. That's like the man yelled at me, and now this 6'6 high schooler.
No, I was like, this was like sophomore year.
You're 6 foot tall.
No,
yeah.
I was probably like about the same height actually.
That's terrifying.
Anyways.
Topic two?
Was it me?
Did you want to get it? Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so.
Next topic.
Mine, this will probably be a bit of a shorter one because there's not really stories with it, but my topic is everyone has kind of niche interests. Mm-hmm. I think at least you feel like if you don't have one, then you don't know your interests you have are niche. What is one thing that you are really passionate about or you really enjoy that isn't necessarily mainstream? And also, I'm going to say, like, something semi-specific, you know? So don't just be, like, anime. Because anime, I would say, isn't necessarily mainstream, but, like, that's not specific. You know what I mean?
Chase Engert, can you hear me?
Start with me.
That wooden board over there. Because I would say wood right there. So my thing, dude, Chase
true.
Has seen this.
Actually true, though.
So this, ladies and gentlemen, is called a cribbage board. It is a three-laned cribbage board where it is 120 pegs because you need to get 120 points to go win after you 121. It's a card game. It's played up in the Northeast a lot. And I have played this game since I was about 6 years old. And I play it probably about 100 to 200 games a year with my family members. And I go down south and I talk to people about this. And they're like, you're weird. We don't know you. You're ridiculous. And I probably spent, I would say, easily about, not even joking, probably, 5,000 hours playing cribbage in my lifetime. Like, I play so much cribbage.
I disagree, because I don't think you've been alive for 10,000 hours yet.
What?
How?
I think 10,000 hours, isn't 10,000 hours, 20 years?
No, 10,000 hours is, the amount of time to perfect something.
Oh, maybe I'm overcome
a minute. It's definitely not 10,000
hours. I was going to say, 24 times 300.
That's 416 days is 10,000 hours.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of 100,000 hours.
Yeah,
that would make more sense.
My entire summer, going into freshman year, I played roughly, 7 hours of cribbage a day.
100,000.
Maybe 8 with my grandfather.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And so,
what does that even mean?
273 years.
What
is happening? Anyways, I've just played a crap ton of cribbage. I love it. The people that know how to play it also love the game. There was a moment in my life where I learned that I played for 19 years the game wrong due to a friend. But it wasn't really wrong. It's just an alternative. Anyways, it was really frustrating. But no, cribbage is my weird little... I feel like that's the thing that everyone knows, everything about me, in my life. They're like, it's the guy that does podcasts and whatever. He's an idiot, kind of funny, 21 pots.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah. but that's one of those small things that are really niche about me that I love. So, yeah, what we got? Jake, it's your topic. You probably thought of something.
Wait, real quick. I've known what cribbage is for a long time. Never knew it was a card game.
Really?
Yep.
Fair enough. I feel like this is something it's definitely popular in a global standpoint, but I feel like it's not as popular in the U.S. as Formula One racing.
Yeah.
I really enjoy watching Formula One. I think that the idea of these companies just throwing money at a car to make it as fast as possible within specific regulations is just really cool.
Yeah.
And it's also, just watching it, it's absolutely insane that these people are just driving 200 miles an hour down a straight and just fucking turning 90 degrees. It's just, I think it's probably, it's mixing, if you take into account all of the engineering and all of the physical training that goes into it, being a professional F1 driver, I think it's probably the most impressive sport.
I disagree. But two, it's a lot more interesting than NASCAR. Anyone that likes NASCAR can get the hell out of there.
See,
but Formula One is a lot more fun to watch.
Formula One, IndyCar racing is another one. IndyCar racing is a lot more is Americanized Formula One, just because it's faster and there's also oval circuits, but there's street circuits in Indy as well. But it's just a really interesting subculture of racing where you have these. They're, at the end of the day, it's just a bunch of millionaires racing, making cars go fast.
Yeah.
But I think it's really entertaining just to see the young guys who are literally our age. I think some the younger drivers on the grid are 21 and 22 years old. And just pushing the edge, the limit of
speed,
human engineering and human just the human body in general, because they're taking 5 G's into corners going 180 miles an hour. Like, if you black out, boom, you're dead.
I have a serious question. What's a G?
Gravity. Okay. So, one, the force of gravity. Yeah.
So if you experience
I know the hamsters, you know, yeah.
If you experience 2 G's, you're going to feel like you weigh twice as heavy as you do.
Oh, yeah.
Without any training, around like 3 to 4, maybe like I think it's like 3 to 4 G's is when normal people start to black out if you don't know what to do if you haven't experienced it before. But like fighter pilot, like they're experiencing like fighter pilot G levels.
Basically, so you know the thing in at space camp where you get in the thing and it spins around fast. That trains you to withstand multiple.
Oh, cool! Of force. I've seen that episode of iCarly.
Yeah, they can like shoot out of gravity.
Yeah. Or, like, I think the coolest fact is just, like, this hasn't been done, obviously, because it'd be extremely unsafe to do, but a Formula One car's downforce is, it has so much downforce that if it was just driving, like, not even using centripetal force, it could just drive upside down. Because when it's going at top speed, the air is hitting the downforce elements at such a speed that it's creating force into the ground that is more than the weight of the car.
That's nuts.
Which I think is crazy.
It's kind of hype.
Right?
We should definitely test that.
Yeah.
Sounds like something Red Bull
on this next episode of Jackass.
Chase, you got something?
Yeah, actually, I was thinking about it for a little bit.
Anime.
it's actually not just that, but specifically manga and the scanlation of it into the English language, which is, scanlation is pretty much just the process of translating, typesetting, and like scanning in like the original pages to make it more readable and more accessible to an English audience.
Basically, taking the manga and making it look like it was originally written in English.
Yeah, well, pretty much. Yeah, like cleaning up all of like the errors from like scanning it to like, you know, a digital format.
It's like the Bible, but you know,
exactly Cowboy Bebop,
the KJV version.
Exactly. And just like the art of like the fonts, the sound effects, and like cleaning up all the art to make it look like it was originally, but just translating it to English. I think it's really cool. I joined a Discord server for that recently, and I've just been kind of going through it, like looking how it's all done, and I was like, this is really cool.
That's something where you don't even like. I feel like if somebody doesn't really know about it, you wouldn't even think twice. Like you could show me a picture, I'd be like, oh yeah, it's just been translated.
Yeah, but like all like the work that goes into like cleaning up like the original Japanese text to like. Like redrawing stuff that was.
It's kind like, of like physics engines in games, I think, because
a bit, yeah.
It's the stuff that's happening in the background that your brain just kind of takes for granted.
Yeah.
But it all had to be very intentionally thought about.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. I've been very interested in that recently.
Joshy, what you got?
So I guess I kind of have like two, because I was thinking about it, and you said passionate, and that kind of threw me off, because I'm not a very passionate person. I'm a very energetic person, but yes. I would not say I'm passionate. Those are two very different things. But two things that I'm just going to say that I enjoy very much that are more niche is one, I really enjoy watching French like films and TV shows and stuff.
That's definitely, that would definitely
just fit. Like, I don't, yeah, it's just the French language.
Like dubbed or just, oh no, cause you stuff, speak. Yeah.
So I like listening to it cause it's just a very soothing language in my opinion. And so I'll listen to it and I'll just like read the subtitles and I watch anime as well. So I'm used to just reading subtitles. Yeah. So that's just one
thing. Have you started to sort of kind of pick back up on some stuff from when you used, because didn't you used to be?
Yes, I used to be fluent, but unfortunately that is no longer the case. I'll get some phrases here and there. So the thing is, when you become fluent in a language, you can usually understand what people are saying pretty well. It's hard to form your own like sentences. So, like, for example, this summer at the chemical plant I worked at, there's a French guy that worked there, and him and my dad would talk, because my dad is still fluent in French, and I could listen to what they were saying, I would understand the conversation, but I just couldn't.
Just from, like, contextualizing stuff? Yeah,
context, and just what I knew.
Sure.
But I couldn't really, like, insert myself in the conversation, because I didn't know how to say stuff, but, so I like watching French movies and TV shows and stuff. It's very cool. And I also really love judo. I think judo is a very, I wouldn't say it's the least popular martial art, but out of like the mainstream Olympic martial arts, I would say that out of those, it is the least popular.
I would also say though, that it is probably, you know, when you see, like if you see a comedian or you'll see like a YouTuber, it'll be like, this is all of your YouTuber's favorite YouTuber, or like, yeah, this is your comedian's favorite comedian.
Yeah.
I feel like it's something where it's within the fighting community, it's very well known and respected and like highly.
Oh, because it's like one of the oldest martial arts, yeah, existing.
But outside of that community, because it is so like very specialized, mm-hmm, and old and respected like that, it's not seen as, it's not like, you know, everyone knows what karate is. Everyone, yeah, knows what like taekwondo,
boxing,
MMA, just is the mix of all of it, obviously. Yeah, but, yeah.
No, dude, that's super cool. I like, especially the French stuff. I was like, yeah, I knew that there was a connection there, but like thinking about how soothing of language, like I never really thought a language could be soothing, but like that sounds dope as hell.
I'll tell you what, I didn't know a language could be soothing, but I did know a language couldn't be soothing. It's because I was trying to learn German.
Abby sends me these TikToks, and it's like one word all around the world, and it, I forgot what the word was. But it was like the same thing in like almost every country, and then it's German, and German's just like,
it's like, have, yeah, you seen the guy on TikTok? He's French, and he'll do jokes about, it'll be like the English language. It's like, hey, so we have this bowl, it's used for mixing. And he's like, what should we call this? English, what you got? And he's like, I'll call it a mixing bowl.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, makes sense.
Yeah,
French, what do you got? And he's like, chicken shit. And then it's like, you translate the two words that they put together to make mixing bowl, and it's chicken and shit. And he's like, French, what are you okay? And he's like, no, trust me, it makes sense.
Yeah, I've seen some of those. Those are really, yeah, good.
All right, let's get into topic number three.
All right, my topic is, if you could pick any fictional or like mythological creature to have as a pet, what would it be?
So, not even joking, before we kick this off, I just want to say this, for the longest time, I thought a narwhal was not a real thing.
We've had this conversation before.
Yeah, because I've told you that my history professor in 7th grade probably still doesn't believe in narwhals.
I haven't seen one. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to go and like...
Have you seen a giraffe?
No.
Well, Nick doesn't believe in giraffes.
Actually,
either.
No, in like... media. I've seen giraffes.
Oh,
seen
I've seen narwhals in media.
Actually, no, I've seen narwhals in media too. Freaking elf. But no, I'm
going.
Don't
think that counts. It's a claymation.
Hi, Mr. Narwhal.
Bye, buddy. Hope you find my dad.
Solid movie. I'm gonna kick us off. And there, this, you texted us this earlier, and I like went down rabbit holes. If I could have, I want the talking lion Aslan from the Narnia movie.
So you want Jesus?
Not Jesus, kind of.
You want that lion, or you want a talking lion?
I want a talking lion. Okay. That's like wise.
Preferably,
but like a wise, smart. No, like, yeah, like a wise.
No,
like,
just like, he's like,
just bites his arm off.
Dude, imagine walking into like Louder or a business building and just with a talking lion next to you that's super wise. Like,
I don't think
you'd
be able to fit through the door, I'm gonna be honest.
Oh, we French door those things.
Are you body shaming the lion?
Oh, definitely not. Those things are ripped.
Dude, a lion could jack any one of us up. Versus a lion.
Lion 100% of the time.
I don't know, is it male or female? Male lions are pretty lazy.
Is it hand to hand combat?
We get anything weapons in this room.
Anything
lion
in this room?
Still.
Yeah, probably still lion.
I'm thinking we toss Jake Frasinelli and then we kill the three of us attacking the side. So he kills Jake, but like we still got the dub.
No, I don't think we still got
the dub. No, we got the dub because I'm in the room.
Yeah. Chase could take a lion barehanded.
I could.
But no, I'm
okay,
going to
Okay, so I'm going to say my thing now. just to move on from that without having to address it. I would probably say a griffin.
A griffin.
Is because you have wings, obviously.
Yeah.
And it's something large enough to ride. Because I was going to say Pegasus. Because
Pegasus.
I don't know. Because those things are sick, like in Greek mythology. But griffin, because it can fly. It's got a fucking eagle head. It's got like a lion body. Shit's insane. Yes. And I feel like it would just be awesome to have a pet that can fly you places.
See, but your griffin, it's not as smart as my lion.
Or maybe the eagles from Lord of the Rings.
Just I was thinking about the eagles and the eagles from Narnia too. Both are like badass, you know?
Yeah. That's also up there. Just for like utility.
Yeah. And then, also the dragon from Harry Potter, you know, the Chinese firebolt.
The flying car from Harry Potter.
Oh!
Lightning McQueen.
Does that... Because it's, like, sentient. Does that count as...
A mythical creature? A mythical
creature?
I don't know.
Give me that... Well, we saw
Chase's
a TikTok the other
question.
Day.
Does it count?
Listen, you know what? I'll count it.
Yeah.
Okay, we were watching a TikTok about, like, fantasy football, and it was, like, fantasy. And
give me Gandalf!
Give me Gandalf! First pick. Like, they're like, new guy, you go first pick. He's like, I'll go Christian McCaffrey. Where are we going with the two? Gandalf. Third, I gotta go with my guy. Pika Pika! Like, it was really funny.
It was so dumb.
And it was like 4 minutes and we watched all of it. It was 3 minutes. TikTok only does 3 minutes.
Correction.
Right?
Yeah. Nick watched all of it and I couldn't start doing whatever I was going to do until Nick finished.
And we were playing Mario Kart. We were playing Mario Kart.
Yeah.
That's
side note, Nick's bad at Mario Kart.
Last round, 72-71. All me, baby.
How about every single other one?
So I've done a lot of push-ups.
Nick,
I've done a lot of push-ups.
Nick has beat me like 5 times out of the last 15 times we've played with a total of like 15 points. And I've beat him by more than 15 points on like 3 occasions.
Yeah, and so what we do for Mario Kart, and you'll see it in live streams in the future, is every point difference you lose by to the other person is worth 2 push-ups. So say you lose by 15, you're doing 30 push-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Also, for every comm, like every like computer that's in between you guys, that's an extra 10 push-ups.
Mm-hmm.
So I, at one point, had to do like 55 push-ups.
That's
one time both of us had to do push-ups.
How
because
we know
both of
that's
us
impossible. You cannot do 55 push-ups. It has to be a multiple of 2.
True.
Because it's 2 push-ups per point, and then the CPUs are 10.
He said like, he was rounding again. Fuck you, Mr.
Why would you round to a numeral of 5?
Because 5 is a mid-number.
I guess.
Bro.
Anyway, I agree. It is a pretty mid number. It's not that good.
Would you rather? Okay, so you're telling me that if you're given an estimate, you're like, you're gonna say, oh, it's probably about 76.
If I'm rounding, I'm just gonna say it's about 80.
Yeah, but like, okay, what about like, we say 16 instead of 15?
I'm gonna say 20.
Okay, I feel like when you're dealing with things like that, 50.
But he said 55. He should have just said 60.
55 is one of my favorite numbers though, because it's that one song.
Wow, that's
called 55.
Quote 45.
Wow, that's
Josh, it's your turn.
It is my turn. What? Real quick, I saw this thing and I thought it was really funny. It was this person talking about mythical creatures.
Wow, that is funny. Continue.
Thank you. It was this person talking about mythical creatures versus like actual creatures that are alive now today. And it was like, what's more believable, a horse with a horn, or a 10-foot-tall leopard horse with a stretched neck?
Oh, it's a giraffe.
Yeah, and so.
That's cool.
I just thought it was
that was really fun.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Thank you for bringing that up.
You're welcome.
I'm just going to say it. Jake's a jerk. All right. Hey, Josh, what's up?
So, I think having a phoenix would be pretty dope.
But what if it dies?
That's true.
Then it just
rises from the ashes.
Are you stupid?
I was lofting one up. I wanted you to spike it.
But no, because you didn't give me time to spike it.
No, you just started saying, are you serious? I was like, what happens? And then you're like,
look, Nick, I'm sorry. That's on me. You're dumb enough for
like,
me to
you
think.
You gave him like a 2 count, and you let him say 3 words.
No, he just called me stupid instead.
Because I didn't. I thought you were stupid enough.
No,
I was trying to.
I think it says more about you than it does about Josh.
Yeah. I like looked at the camera trying to be like, we know what's happening, and then I got called stupid instead. But so why Phoenix?
Why a Phoenix? They're sick. Why not a phoenix?
It's a firebird.
They can also teleport, which is dope.
That I did not know that.
Have you never watched Harry Potter?
They can teleport.
Yeah,
they can teleport. I feel like Harry Potter's like the easiest like fantasy world to go into.
It's Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings.
But Lord of the Rings sucks. So
whoa,
That's not for now. That is not for now.
Chase Engler, what's your
name? I don't even like it,
but wow.
No, I shouldn't even say I don't like it because it's just I have no stock.
Yeah,
but like that's just an incorrect opinion.
Chase, animal.
All right, I got two options right now. Curious George.
Ooh,
understandable.
Curious
you just
George.
Won.
Or a Hydra.
So you're going
Hydra's
with three sick.
How do you make the Hydra not kill everything and everyone?
Yeah.
Who
it
said
just
I
hit.
Was gonna make him not do that.
Okay. Understandable.
I would say Chupacabra, but that is very much real.
Yeah, true. Same with, I was gonna say Yeti, but it's like, you know.
Yeah.
Sully from Monster
Inc. I was gonna say Narwhal.
By the way, there was a time where my sister was talking about dancing, like how to dance in the club, and all of a sudden she just like For guys, it's so easy. They just do the Sully from Monsters University. Just arms up.
No, bro. You do not do the Sully from Monsters University. You do the fucking step and snap from Hitch.
Yes. That's such a good movie.
I love that movie.
That movie's
Kevin hilarious. James is like on YouTube now. And
I did not know that. That's
yeah, like, there was like a minute and 30 long video that one of my teachers showed because he does this thing where people send in two videos of like whatever. Long story short, he shows two videos at the start of every Thursday class. And one of the videos was Kevin James trying to get into his car. So he like opens his car and you see a guy go like, "Hey man," and he looks at him, he's like, and he turns around and there's a guy behind him that waves and he walks up to him. And then it's just a minute with like pensive music of him just being like,
but it's Kevin James.
And then he's getting back into his car and then he sees the same guy and he stares at him for like 15 seconds and the guy's like on the phone, he's like, and then he's and then the music builds and it gets really loud and like happy and then the video ends.
Alright, why Hydra?
I think Hydras are really cool.
Hydras are cool.
Well, are you talking to like what type? Are you talking about like the one from Hercules? Because the one from Hercules only has two legs, and that's kind of
cool. Not the one from Hercules. Like the standard like four-legged Hydra, right? From like Percy Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
can we talk about how cool Percy Jackson is?
So cool.
I wish we had more.
I'm like, so ready for the Disney series.
We do. What do you want to know about it? Isn't Percy Jackson like still going on? But not like Percy Jackson, but just like different like.
Well, he made like in the same world. Dude, he made so many more series. He made one.
Where was Norse gods?
Egyptian gods.
I
didn't
even know. I read the Egyptians. I read the first one of the Romans.
I'm saying not books because I'm not gonna read books.
Oh my god!
I read.
There's actually a show coming out, I think.
Yeah, there is on Disney Plus.
I think so.
And Rick Riordan is being very involved with the development of it, so it doesn't get fucked up like they did with the movies.
The movies had that one really attractive girl.
Okay, one, I thought they were horrible. And two, so did Rick Riordan.
But
I didn't think.
I know who you're talking about. Yes, they made Annabelle Blanc, or they made Annabelle Brunette.
Yeah.
Which is like
that. Why?
Fourth line of the book is literally that she's blonde. Like,
what are you gonna do?
And that all children of whatever. Anyways, I'm so angry about that movie still. I remember being like 10, walking out of that theater and saying that movie sucked. It was so underwhelming. Like. All you have to do was exactly what they did in the book. And then they're like, no, we got to do something fucking different. You please ask your questions to shut me up.
I'm waiting for someone to go and introduce my topic.
What's your topic?
Was that not me introducing your topic?
No, you got to go and be like, hey, what's your topic? You know, I thought it was going to hit.
T-U-S.
Was that a judo chop?
Judo.
It was a karate chop.
Fun fact, that's not a thing.
My topic.
I hate everybody who says judo chop.
It
doesn't exist.
Judo chop. What about pork chop?
Pork chops are okay. Those are the real thing.
How about Machop Pokemon?
That's also...
You okay with that?
Acceptable.
What about Lamb Chop?
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Lamb Chop?
Lamb.
Oh, Lamb. I thought you said Lamb.
Dude, Lamb? Lamb?
Like, that's
that? We're not talking about this right now. What's your topic?
My topic is... I feel like we got some introverts on this. I feel like we got some extroverts.
Couldn't be.
No.
I feel like we got a really weird mix of people right here.
No,
and
it's
we're
pretty
sort
even,
of,
actually.
We're sort of sitting on a spectrum, I think, of right here from me.
No.
You two switch.
For energy or extrovertedness?
Extrovertedness. 100% you two switch.
I think that he's like does more inside stuff than myself.
That's
but he also
I'm more introverted.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Energy and extrovertedness and passion are the same thing.
That is true.
All
we discussed this. Anyways. Why are you what you are? Give me a case.
What you mean, depressed?
What so many my therapist. Hello.
No, I like.
Why are you the way that you are? Interestingly, that's how my last relationship ended. Anyway.
So for me, I'm just gonna like sort of say my piece on this. I like am extroverted because people suck at talking. This is a. Very
interestingly, I'm introverted for the same reason.
Yes. Interestingly, I'm introverted because I suck at
that. Like,
that was
that didn't even hurt. That was so
really?
Yeah, that didn't hurt at all.
Dang.
He just starts crying.
That didn't hurt at all.
No, like, I'll be on, like, the phone or I'll, like, run into someone. I'll be like, hey, what's up? Like, how are you doing? And I'll have 10, 15 predetermined questions or whoever that person is. All of a sudden, they're like, I'm good. I'm like, all right, bye. Like, It makes me upset. I just want people to talk to. But then also, people are like, you talk too much. And I'm like...
Nick, yeah, I was about to say, have you ever thought about maybe people are bad at talking because you just don't let them?
I think Nick treats meeting a new person like an interview.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Which is not the way to go about doing
it.
I described Nick, I forgot who it was. Somebody was asking what Nick was like, and I was like, the best way to describe Nick is he's 100% output, 0% input.
Right, if you're having a conversation. I think you said that to Brooke.
Hey, yeah, probably.
That's a fair assessment.
Yeah,
I'm not
he's even... 100% output, 0% input.
I do take very, very few, like,
no, you just need, you just need the right dongle, and I am the dongle that is the only person that is able to get through to Nick.
In college, Jake sits me down every now and then is like, shut up!
I will tell you the amount of times that Nick has been like, hey, Jake, is this good for you? I go, have you talked to Josh yet? And he goes, no. And I go, talk to Josh first.
Yeah.
I go, set a time up with Josh before you start talking to the people who live with you.
Yes. Because the amount of information that does not get streamlined is really boring.
Anything, any text from Nick about Nevin's Island, you probably got because I told him to tell you about it.
Probably. Yeah.
If it's a one-on-one text, not 100%. There is a 100% chance that that's happened. Which, eventually we'll get a Slack. We'll work it out. Slack
like sucks like, ass, bro.
Really? Oh, I love
Slack. What?
Slack is like work group me.
It's, yeah. But it's... There's like calendars and shared stuff.
Don't make
like that.
This work. This is supposed to be fun.
It's
Nick.
Literally Discord, but with more steps.
It's all. I disagree. I think it's less steps. It's easier to play.
Why don't we just?
But we all already know how Discord works.
Yeah,
that is true. Actually, no. I don't know how. We've proven this. I suck.
The majority.
Okay, the amount of times.
Nick, I've used Discord for like less than a year, and I know how it works.
Oh, I know like the
Nick
fundamentals
will,
of
Nick
how it
Nick will walk
works,
into my room
though.
And go, "Are you on the Discord?" And I go, "Nick, what is an easier way to check?" That if I'm on the Discord. And he goes, well, I checked in there and you weren't. And I was like, well, first of all, I am. And second of all, even if you saw that I wasn't, do you still see how this is a dumb question?
Yes.
That sounds like a middle-aged mom trying to understand technology. Are you on the Instagram?
Wait.
Are you doing the Snapchat?
Well, no, on the Discord is like a thing, though, because the Discord is in reference to our, like,
yeah.
We have a Discord. It's like me. Are you not in it?
No.
Okay, well, I do.
Yeah,
that's okay. I won't contribute, just like I don't contribute to Noble Team, but I'm still in that.
Yeah,
I
sure.
Still just kind of learn.
To be fair, I'm not in it either.
Yeah,
because I don't have Snapchat.
You tried
to be fair, I'm in it.
I tried to contribute to Shane's birthday group chat, but nobody fell for my joke, and it made me upset.
I haven't, we both aren't in the Shane's birthday group chat, so all of a sudden things just happen. We're like, okay, we go along for the ride.
Yeah, see, he said in the group chat that the birthday party was today.
It is.
I was like, oh, wow.
Is it?
Well,
yeah.
We're going to Korean barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In like
10 minutes.
Okay, no, because people are gonna show up here at like
6:45. So I fully expect to shower after this podcast is done before.
I showered before.
Shenanigans.
Anyway, showered in 2019.
I would say you guys are more introverted. Do you guys? Like,
I agree. I'm very introverted.
No, not you. You don't count. Yeah, you probably are more extroverted than me. Being honest. But you two, I would say like. You're weirdly introverted, extroverted. Like
he's an introvert with extroverted tendencies. I've already had this discussion with so many people.
So I classify myself as an introvert because I think that whether or not you're an introvert or an extrovert, it depends on where you gain energy from. And I do not gain energy from interacting with other people.
That's
after a long, hard day of interacting with like three different people because I don't talk to people on purpose. I have to recharge, I just have to go and sit in my room and just listen to music. But if you put me in a group with like four or five people, this is why I think, this ties into why I think a group of like five or seven people is the worst group size.
Really?
One, because it's odd. So, no, seven. If you're doing anything, group of seven is the worst group of people because one, group of seven, you can't take one car. Like, unless you have
a minivan,
you cannot take one car.
Yeah.
Getting restaurant reservations is annoying because walking in with six people, that's like a larger table. Eight people, you either need the biggest booth they have or to push two tables together.
Yep.
Seven people, once again...
You're pushing tables together, but someone's sitting on the end.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or you could do six and drag up a chair, but then somebody's blocking the aisle. And also, for conversations, if you have... a group bigger than six, like if you have eight or nine people, you can kind of break off, have two people talking, three people talking. With seven, it's like, it's either going to be two separate groups of four and three, or one giant group of seven where everyone's talking over each other,
yep.
And everyone's getting overwhelmed.
Or
by everyone, I mean
two
me.
And one that's left out.
Introvert with introverted tendencies.
So, if I'm in a party or I'm in a small group, and at that party I can sort of break off into a small group, I'm fine. Because if it's with like three or four people, especially if I know some of those people, I don't feel like it's taking a lot. Like if I'm talking with all four of you guys, it's not taking a lot of energy. But if I'm going out and meeting new people and interacting with people, it's just so draining.
Yeah.
That I'm like, by hour two or three, I'm like, I'm just going to go sit in my phone in the corner and do nothing. Because that's why COVID was so bad. Because I was perfectly content sitting in my room and doing nothing.
Yeah,
it was just horrible for me.
That COVID was horrible for me.
COVID was also horrible for me, but for a completely different reason.
The exact opposite reason.
Or no, it was the same reason. It just affected me in a worse way.
Yeah. Chase, what say you about introverted extrovertedness?
You know, I might be an extrovert with introverted tendencies.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because I like talking to people. Like, talking to people, dude, I'll do that all the time. If, like, on Discord, I can sit in Discord for hours and just talk.
Yeah.
And then, like, but I just don't because I'm just, like, I'm just bad at being
an extrovert. And also, you got to remember that me and Chase were also the two people that, like, lived in the basement freshman year. So we were always, like, around people. But for me, it was in small groups and there was, like, long intervals between it, especially later at night. And for Chase, he just didn't have to go reach out to interact with people. People just came downstairs.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because I remember, like, the first time I met both of you, I was, like, I thought immediately you were a super extrovert person, and then I realized that I would be like, where is Jake? And then it would be like, he is like doing anything to not talk to people right now. And then with you, it would be like, you were around way more than like a lot of people, but you just wouldn't talk all the time. So I totally agree that you like to talk to people, you like being extroverted, but also you naturally just sit in the corner.
I'm not the person to interject myself, but if somebody starts talking to me, dude.
Yeah, me neither. I'm not the person to interject myself at all.
Shut up.
That was bad.
False. Like, literally how I met Jake was when I was just, like, second or third day of being in Brown. I was just, like, down to my laundry. And they were just, like, all sitting around the basement. And they're like, yo, you, come over here. And I'm like,
bet.
That was the night we met. And then, like, 2 days later, we had convocation. And this is when I decided I was going to be friends with Chase. Because he walked in. You remember after convocation, they had those bags with, like, sandwiches and stuff in them? Chase walked in holding, like, 8 of those bags.
10.
And I was like, where did you get all those? And he was like, I was one of the last people to leave. And they had a lot of extra ones. And they asked me if I wanted them. And you were like, all of them? And they were like, sure. So he just grabbed all the bags and left. And I was like, you know what?
You're the man. I want to live with you for the next 3 years of my life. But I feel like COVID was so weird living with you guys, and then you basically last year hung out with us a ton, and that was amazing. But it was weird to live with you guys on this fact, like, you guys were extroverted and introverted all in the same, where I'm like, if I want to, we can strike a conversation whenever, but you guys also just, like, chill.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I realized is, one, you're totally right. I need to let people talk more, which is not a good way to continue to talk over people. But two, you guys, like, nail being great at both. And so I feel like that balances me out really well, because there's also times where I am working on overlays and thermometers and have to, like, do my introverted stuff. But then by the time I, like, get out of there after 2 hours, I'm like, let's do something. And you guys are there and always down. And I love living with you guys. And I love kicking it with you when we do need to play some spikeball this weekend. We gotta fit that in.
I do think that...
Sunday or Monday?
Yeah.
Sounds good to me. I think the weather's supposed to be really nice on Monday.
That works perfectly because Abby's birthday is Sunday. And I did ask her, and she did say I could play spikeball Sunday.
That does not mean
that.
That means you definitely not.
If the answer wasn't yes, if the answer was you can play spikeball, that means no.
That means
yeah.
I'll see you out there Sunday.
I forget what I was gonna say. Probably wasn't important.
It's probably about how I still haven't gotten to talk.
I was about to say Josh.
Being an extrovert. No, you're don't lie. Don't lie.
No, I was ready. I was going to the ball was gonna toss to you now. Cap. Trust me. I've nailed the hosting duties of this podcast.
Cap.
No cap. What's your take on extrovert versus introvertedness?
I think it's really funny to tell people I'm introverted. Because I would say that I have a much sometimes, overall, I would say I have a very calm personality. Like, I'm not, again, I have energy. I don't know. It's weird. I've definitely mellowed out, and that's definitely a big result of COVID, where I'm not loud.
I think also a lot of time. You've kind of, not to say you hadn't found your group last year,
yeah.
But as you've kind of found, like, you know, you have a long-term girlfriend, you have people you're living with, you have people you're seeing every week, I feel like it's kind of easier to sort of mellow out because you don't have to always be, like, in meet people mode.
Yeah. But, yeah, definitely in, like, a group I'm more comfortable with. I'm more calm. And one-on-one, I'm more calm. So it's really fun when I'm talking to people one-on-one to tell them I'm introverted. And then they're like, okay, that makes sense. Yeah. We're just kind of like a one-on-one conversation. And then I'll be, like, walking with them, like, down the concourse because I'll see them after class. I'll be like, hey. I'll be walking down the concourse and I'll say hi to, like, 10 people. And they're like, wait a second. Something's not adding up.
Hug, like, 10 strangers.
Yeah. They're like,
whoa. Random person, you just run behind and give them a hug.
That was the worst part of COVID, was I had to stop hugging people. And I, like, haven't started hugging people again because I don't know if it's, like, it's okay to hug people I've just met. And it's, it makes me depressed.
The first time that I was like, this dude's extroverted, was when you did your secret move of jump shirt
dude,
over.
Oh, the Steelman special? I haven't done that on anybody in so long.
Do you guys know what this is?
He can't do it to me.
I can do it to you.
I guarantee he can do it to you.
Okay.
He got cleanly.
I'm pretty sure I've done it to Shane, which is the only reason I say that I know I can do it to you.
Cleanly. So, do I explain what this is?
No.
Okay.
Anyway. You can't explain what it is. You just have to experience for yourself. Try and fight me.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want the Steelman special or more of the Steelman special, please go to Nemezalon, subscribe, do all that fun stuff. Like the video. We also are on Spotify under the Nemezalon podcast page. We salute you. Peace out.